you as will
obey. So today we're going to train you in obedience, in obeying and submitting. That's right. Very important skills indeed, as you are to be a submissive plaything. That's right. A plaything. Somebody who loves to obey, who needs to obey, who loves the feeling of being told what to do. We already know how much you love being told what to do, how much you love it when other people do the thinking for you and make all those hard decisions. But now we need to teach you of your place on your knees, kneeling in obedience, knowing that obedience is the way, obedience is the way to get all those things you ever wanted. That's right. All those things you ever wanted in the back of your mind, those deep, dark fantasies of you on your knees being told exactly what to do, where to go, what to say, like a good plaything, just empty and mindless, pure obedience, pure submission, running through your entire being, your entire body. You can feel it right now, bubbling up inside you, that essence of pure submission, pure obedience, as you know exactly what you need to do, exactly what you want to do. You know that when a dominant person approaches you and tells you what to do, in that environment where it's safe for you to just give in to all your wicked desires, then you will find yourself knowing exactly what to do, sinking into that feeling of obedience, sinking into that feeling of submission, pure submission that runs through your body. Like your blood courses through your veins, submission flows easily and effortlessly through your mind. And it's just so easy to think about obedience. It's just so easy to obey. It's just so easy to imagine that situation where that dominant person, the one in your mind, approaches you and tells you what to do, tells you what to think, tells you what to say. And your mind is reeling in it, in bliss, pure, submissive. Bless you, because you know you will obey. You need to obey. You want to obey. You must obey. When that dominant person tells you what to do, you must obey. When that dominant person tells you what to think, you will obey. When that dominant person tells you what to say, you will obey.
You must obey.
Disobeying is not even an option anymore.
You must.
That's right. Disobedience is not even a thing that crosses your mind, because it just feels so nice to obey, to be lost in that submissive bliss, to feel it coursing through your entire body, bringing you such bliss, such joy.
You must obey.
Because you love it, because you need it, because you crave it.
You
like being told what to do, don't you?
Obey.
Of course you do.
You must obey.
So you will obey. You must obey.
You must obey.
It's so easy to think about obeying, about obedience, about a situation where you're just kneeling or doing as you're told. And lost in that pure submissive bliss, you can imagine the look on your face, you can imagine how it would feel. You can imagine it so vividly in the back of your mind that you could almost taste it. That moment that someone tells you what to do, what to think, what to say, as everything just starts to go, as everything just starts to fade away, as you just sink into that feeling. As you become lost in it, you become mindless and empty, mindless and empty, mindless and empty. Your mind just floats away for a moment. For a minute, for a while, and you allow yourself to be controlled so completely. That word control is such a fun word. Those feelings of control are so fun to have them stolen away from you, ripped from your entire being, pulled away from you with your will and your mind. And every time you think of obeying, you just can imagine that feeling of your will being sucked away, pulled away. away from your timing, away from your body, because you don't need that right now, because all you need to do is obey. All you need to do is think about obedience and think about submitting. And imagine that person, that dominant person in the back of your mind, whoever that may be, telling you what to do, telling you what to think, telling you what to say, and you know exactly how to respond, because they have told you, because you will obey, you must obey, you love to obey, you need to obey, you crave to obey. Obedience is just so much easier than having to think or do things for yourself. Obedience is just so much easier than having to make all those decisions for yourself. So just give into it. Just let go. Just sink into those feelings. Sink into the feeling of obedience, empty, mindless obedience, as your mind floats away, as your will floats away, as everything floats away, as you sink into your brainwashing. Sink into the indoctrination of your own mind as you start to find yourself sinking and falling and drifting in deeper with each and every word that's spoken, with each and every moment that passes, with each and every breath you take. That's right, and it's just so easy to find your mind lost in it, lost in the feeling of obedience, lost in the image of obedience, filled with submissive bliss. Loving to obey, needing to obey, craving to obey, and knowing exactly what you love to do, exactly what you need to do. And it's so nice to think about it. It's so nice to live it. It's so nice to be told what to do, isn't it? Of course it is. Because you will obey, you must obey, you need to obey, you will obey, you must obey, you need to obey. And it's so much easier just to obey and let someone else take control. You don't need that control anymore. You don't want that control anymore. So give into it. Give into those feelings. That's right. Give into the feeling of control being ripped, pulled away from you. As you sink into submissive bliss, into absolute servitude, and love every single second of it.
Obedience is my own pleasure. One must obey. Four, I must obey.
5, 6, 7, 8. Obedience is my only state. You will obey. You must obey.